careers.
Damn you, old man!
Wait.
Old ass man.
Shut up, old man. You smell like fart.
No. Man.
Old man.
Wait. He's so old, he got a podcast on cassette.
Fuck, you're old.
Damn it, Wade.
And welcome to the Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, Old Man Wade. You know the disturbing thing about that is, as you were mouthing that off, it was actually perfect. God, one day I remembered actually cut my damn phone off while I'm doing this. Sick. What's going on, everybody? It's the Old Man Show. I'm your host, Old Man Wade. I'm here with, I'm not even going to call him a friend. He's my brother. I've known him forever. 10 years. I think, no, 15 years?
15, yeah.
15 years. My man, 50 grand, Flesh Milk Calrissian. Or you can call him Krieger because there's all those weird pig experiments.
Hey, you know, I thought you said you weren't going to talk about that.
Well, I didn't bring up your new robot.
Hey, come on. I got a patent pending on that.
Come on, give me the name. What's the name of the robot?
The Ass Pounder 4000.
The Ass Pounder 4000.
I know, that's already taken. You
call him Fister Roboto.
I feel real bad that I even forgot that reference. such an underrated show.
Underrated show, underrated character. If you don't know what we're talking about Archer.
Mm.
Have you seen the newest season? I haven't seen any of it.
I haven't seen it since they were trying to market Cheryl as a country singer. Like, I'm way behind.
Oh, when Pam was on Coke?
Yeah, that was...
Hard.
That was a wild season. Oh, wait, no. Afterwards, didn't they go into space the next season? I might have seen that one.
No, that was the previous season.
Okay.
That's when Pam and Archer were banging.
Yeah. She banged everybody on that show.
Yeah. Has she banged Cheryl? Oh, Cheryl?
Cheryl? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're telling me all the times that they show her and Cyril and Cheryl just...
Oh, yeah. The train episode when they're laying in bed and...
There's, like, a ton of episodes where it's, like...
Was it a blimp?
Zeppelin. It's not helium! It's helium! It's not hydrogen! It's not going to explode, you idiot!
Hello, planes? Yeah, it's blimps. You win. We were going to have a purpose and a focus for all this, but I think we're just going to talk about dorky shit and TV shows and all that other nonsense. Right now, we're talking about Archer. We will eventually move to the Punisher. Right now, we're talking Archer.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm so far behind, though, and I feel bad because I love that show. But, of course, you get your kind of Cyril fix by watching Rick and Morty with Jerry.
Who was essentially the same freaking character. Minus the apparently the giant cock that he has.
Well, I mean, if that's what you want to focus on, this is a judgment-free zone from what I understand, so you love that cock.
Look, man, love it. It's a give and take in the world. If you're going to be a pussy, at least you should have a giant penis.
Fair enough.
But no, so I brought Fletcher in because, if you don't know what Fletcher's short for, then...
My name is Fletcher.
How are you? Cat's out the bag now?
I mean, I thought my alias was very, going to be very difficult to figure out. I mean, two letters off the end, no one ever figures that out.
Well, Miss Lady was taken, so.
I know.
Diddy's already taken.
Diddy's already, well, yeah. Well, but what didn't
Diddy
do?
Taken and stolen.
But what didn't Diddy do?
Old Man Wade's already patent pending.
You know, I still don't feel like I'm old yet, so I wouldn't even want to.
Well, I'm 1,004.
Fair enough.
So there's that. You're only 500. You're just a babe.
La la la. That's what this is gonna be.
Oh, babe.
Babe the pig. That's what this is gonna be. It's just gonna be nothing but movie references and jokes.
Movie references. Have you not listened to the show? If we're not talking about serious topic, it's just usually something goofy as hell.
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, I went and ranted about the Defenders for that, and I did the old man quickie.
I have to say, enjoyed the episode. You know, I'm not going to break my arm jerking you off or anything, but...
He did that on the way here.
Hey, what happens in the Kia stays in the Kia.
Kia, from wanting to get jacked off in a spacious car.
Yeah, no, it's surprisingly roomy.
We're not small men, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. I hate diets. No.
I'm enjoying the diet, because I'm enjoying seeing like the weight loss of that. I'm down 30, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice seeing the numbers go down, but it'd be nice to, you know, see results. Of course, I got work to do.
I miss chicken fingers.
All right, listen right now. If we're gonna start, no. If we're gonna start talking about food and stuff, I'm walking out. I don't need this shit in my life. It's hard enough trying to do the right thing. I don't need you teasing me.
I think I feel there's a sub shop 3 minutes away. Not even 3 minutes. I can leave here and throw a rock and hit the sub shop, which is right next to an ice cream place.
You want me to leave? Is this what we're doing?
No, I'm just saying, man. Like, imagine how I feel, man. Like,
oh, I know. Well, shit, I cook all the time, so it's even worse because it's just like you gotta check yourself before you start fucking shoveling fried foods down your throat.
Do you get this thing? Because this happens to me and happens to the wife sometimes. Like, you start cooking, and like your appetite slowly leaves as you start to cook.
No.
It increases?
Yeah.
I start cooking and it's like,
I mean, it depends on what I'm cooking. I mean, you know, if I'm making, you know, if I haven't eaten lunch yet and I'm making lunch for the kids, because we'll, you know, you always feed the kids first. I mean, it's not a big deal, but like if it's steak day and I'm cooking a steak, yeah.
Well, that's different. Steak day is, what is it they called it in, what was it?
Stir Fry Day?
Not Fear, it's Stir Fry Day. Wasn't Fear itself. The one where the Watcher got killed. It was a Marvel event. Fudge, I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, I'm probably the I'm probably going to be your most out-of-touch comic book guest when it comes to it. Because the only comic book I've read a substantial amount lately is The Walking Dead. I like to get the compendiums, so it's, you know.
Yeah, figuring it all in one fell swoop as opposed to having, like, week by week by week. Which is actually kind of cool, though. Like, actually buying the actual thing at once.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, I like trade paperbacks, but
Original Sin was the name of it, and Black Widow, Wolverine, Captain America, Nick Fury used to have a thing called Meat Night.
Mm.
And all they did was eat, like, meat. And then they got this whole thing about steak, and Wolverine was pissed that Cap wouldn't finish his steak, and they talked, and Black Widow talked about how bear was the best meat you ever had, and if Wolverine ate more bear, he would be a short.
Wow. Or it could just be all the years of, you know, gravity crushing his spine because he's so fucking old.
I swear, old man Logan looks taller than regular Logan.
Well, that's because they cast a, what, 6'2 Australian to play him.
Yeah, I know, right? But no, I mean, like, the actual comic book old man Logan, he actually looks a little bit taller.
It's just because everything's been cut down. Yeah. It's the radiation. It happens.
It is radiation.
We'll go with it.
Okay, fine. But you were saying the compendiums.
It's just so much easier than trying to get the trade paperbacks because it seems as though when they release the compendiums, it's almost like the end of a story arc at the end of it. And the next compendium is going to like pick off not so much a fresh start, but a new focus of the story.
Yeah.
Because the first compendium, spoiler alert, it ends at the after the big battle at the prison.
Okay.
Which kind of ends the whole Governor arc.
Which thanks to a buddy of mine, Reverend Sweetbread, who actually got me that for Christmas. I'm going to read that when I go on vacation. Like, I've been dying to.
Compendium 1?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean,
one of our listeners had Fletchmo's here forever, so doesn't get. Have you gotten that back yet?
No.
My Tyler Durden at work still has it. He's literally everything that I'm not, he is. Everything I strive to not be, he is. So I've been calling him Tyler Durden.
He's from Detroit?
The views of Fletcher do not reflect the views of Wade.
I am not
trying to get shot by one of them niggas from Detroit. What?
No, I have no problem with anyone from the city of Detroit. That was another movie reference. That was from Kentucky Fried Movie.
I've never seen that.
It was good. It was Okay, picture Saturday Night Live as a movie, but funny. Just random, like, snippets. And one of them, they redid Enter the Dragon with Bruce Lee.
Okay.
And there was a, these are the Hot Mountains, a place so perilous, so ruthless, no one would dare go there. Worse than Detroit? I'm afraid so.
You know what? All right. I try not to go on these rants and tirades, but we ended up, we're 10 minutes in, so since we're talking about movies, let's talk about movies. All but right. Actually, let's talk about a show that led to, like, a great movie, a great show that led that ended into a great movie, Firefly.
Yes.
Which led into Serenity. Now, I was one of those people who, I caught Serenity, what, like 5 years after it was over?
Oh, I mean, no, I it probably was more than that, because I didn't get into Firefly and Serenity till about probably 5 or 6 years. Actually, wait a minute, because then it, we might have got into it around the same time.
Because
no, my sister put me onto it at first.
And then, Amanda.
Amanda.
I figured so. And it's funny, because whenever I see her, I always think to myself, so much hair.
Yeah, your brains are in danger. But, yeah, it's so sad that you had a show that was so well-written, acted, everything about it. It was high-tech, it was a sci-fi western in space, and as hokey as it sounds, it worked. You know, they had just enough special effects to make you believe, okay, this is futuristic. But not too much to the point where it's like, okay, phaser guns and pew pew. Like,
well, it's great because they still maintained a lot of that, the classic Western stuff. Like, they looked like they were futuristic guns, but mm-hmm. I like the fact that they still had a kind of like revolver esque type of feel to it.
Exactly.
They didn't need that. They didn't need the special effects of like the lights coming out the guns or anything.
Exactly.
Like, it was just boom. And Mal, whoo. He was the epitome of everything you'd want in, like, an outlaw sheriff. Or a leader, yeah. And one of our favorite mutual moments was the end of the first episode when Mal just walked up and shot
him. I'm not playing games anymore. I'm serious.
Bow! Like, no words, no nothing, just...
get him off my ship. Simple as that. And, yeah, I mean... and that's the other thing, too. You know, you watch Star Wars and you see these really effects-driven scenes with, you know, the aircraft and the lasers and all that. And it's exciting and all that. But to have a show that takes place so far in the future, they have ships with laser guns. They have these fancy weapons, but... you're having an old school shootout.
Yeah, and it's all like the awesome like technology that kept a lot of like the and even some of the stuff was kind of like Victorian when they had like the balls and the way they dressed and things like that. But then you go to another planet where it looked like, you know, modern day and future or futuristic type Japan almost.
Well, see, that's the thing that I think added to the realism of it, because as in society today, society in the future, there's always going to be that divide of the rich and the poor. And the poor people were out on the rim trying to scrape by, do what they could do. They needed to raise cattle. They needed to do all these things because they didn't have the comforts of the core planets where technology was every futuristic thing you could think of. But and then you also had even the rich people still trying, like you said, they had like the Victorian balls and wearing, you know, older clothing, trying to recapture that, as they refer to it, Earth that was, like trying to hold on to that history and you know, recreate it instead of moving on, which I think society today has a real bad problem with, trying to recreate the past instead of moving on in a more productive direction.
And also, you bring it up about like moving on and like this like modern day society. I also think they did a really good job of bringing the message of like, you know, like the rich being the top tier and still thinking, even though like the Earth's destroyed, you figured that they would have learned the lesson of like, hey, even though we don't live in America as a caste system, there still is remnants of like a caste system where the rich don't get taxed as much as like the poor and the middle class do, when realistically it should be equal, like down the line. If you're gonna tax me 5%, why shouldn't the person who gets paid quadruple what I get, why shouldn't they also be taxed the same 5%?
For the greater good the community. Well, you know, and I mean, we might not have a caste system, but classism will always exist. It will always exist because, I mean, at least with the caste system, they're upfront about it. You know, that there's no, oh no, we're the common man. We're just going to, you vote for me and I'm going to take care of you as I go off and make over $100,000 a year while you're trying to scrape by and feed your family in the Midwest when, you know, you elect, you know, you have these officials who are elected by these people who believe these lies they tell them.
You know, as a great fuckface said, what do you got to lose?
I mean, the inner cities, they're rampant with violence. It's more dangerous there than it is in Iraq, which is so stupidly, given the source material, what do you expect? But
yeah, given the source material.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Fuckface. But I also love that you have the nameless guy in Serenity who was blindly following these things until he actually realized what he was following. And he even admitted that I am a monster. I think those are his exact words.
Yeah.
And Mal was like, I don't kill children. He was like, I do. But, and he thought he was fighting for a better cause. Mm. And which is a lot of times people will follow. And this isn't a Republican or Democrat thing. This is just a thing where people blindly follow. And once he realized what he was blindly following, he goes, I did all these atrocious and disgusting things for something I thought was making the universe, was making our worlds better.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out, it was our government that was making these things.
And you're just playing cleanup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a really good example of how like hardcore indoctrination is very dangerous, because you can have someone who's a talent, it doesn't matter what you're talented at, if you've been conditioned from a young age to only believe a certain point of view, you will take all those talents to preserve that point of view no matter how wrong it is, you know. And I mean, I don't know how much you want to go into it, but like,
go ahead, this, man. The only thing we don't do is we don't mention on President Fuckface's name.
Fair enough. I mean, if you look at the indoctrination of the kids in schools with the Pledge of Allegiance, there really is no reason to say that every single day, other than to perpetuate the idea in a young child that I will be loyal no matter what, and, you know, this is to feed into that illusion that this is the best place ever, which, when you grow up, it can be rather jarring to realize that it was, a lot of it's a lie. Yeah. You know, and there's a lot of, like, misinformation and that gets perpetuated as truth. For example, Columbus Day. As many times, over and over again, as a kid, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Look at that. I didn't even have to finish it, and you could finish it for me, because we've heard it so many times. And there's this fairy tale we're given as kids that he braved his way across the ocean. He found America, even though he was looking for India, and that's how America was started.
He wasn't even the first one here.
No.
He wasn't even the second one here.
No, there were millions of people that were here thousands of years before him.
And it was funny.
They were still here.
I actually found this out recently, that there were actually Asians here before the Spanish even knew that the world was flat, before they thought the world was round.
I believe it. Yeah. I mean, if the... It shows a lot of European arrogance that, you know, the way that they claim they've discovered everything, or they've discovered this. There's, I just saw a story in Brazil. There's a uncontacted tribe, meaning they've been isolated from ever from the outside world, some illegal a mining company was in the area illegally, and they massacred pretty much the whole tribe. You know, that is nothing more than a modern day version of what happened when Columbus came over to the Caribbean.
Well, one other thing that I was actually talking to our homegirl Jackie, and she's Dominican, and so we were talking about Columbus Day, and she brought up why she is as white as she was, like white as she is, because people in the area, because it's a Caribbean area, an area like that, you would tend to be darker skin.
Absolutely, you're closer to the equator. The closer you get to the equator, the darker your complexion.
So she brought up something. She brought up something that a lot of people forget. When, or didn't know, because it's something I didn't know. When the Queen sent these people over, she wasn't sending these great explorers. She fully didn't expect them to come back. So she sent murderers, rapists, like the worst thieves. Like, fine, if you're going to go, you're taking the dregs of the earth.
Right.
Of us. So when they reached the Caribbean, what they were doing was raping and robbing and pillaging.
Exactly. Yeah, and setting up a slave colony.
So we actually talked about me and a couple of buddies, Diddy and Reverend Sweetbread. We were talking about this yesterday, but it's pretty something I'd like to hear your opinion on. A lot of this stuff is basically PR. Mm-hmm. It's good PR that makes these stories. That people talk about Abraham Lincoln and how he freed the slaves. If he freed the slaves, why did Jim Crow not end to what, the like late 60s and 70s? So technically, we weren't really free because we didn't have the same rights everyone else did. In his speech, all men are created equal. It had nothing to do with us being on the same level as white people. It's basically, okay, you're not 3/5 of a person, so your vote counts as a full vote now. We still weren't looked at.
We weren't looked at as human beings.
Yeah, we were considered like animals.
Yeah.
So a lot of it has to do with the way people, American history has a great PR system, has great PR.
They spin everything.
And that's literally how it works. And what's the phrase? History isn't written by who's right; it's written by who's left.
Or the winners.
Yeah, it was written by the winners.
Yeah.
Oh, so you get a story like Abraham Lincoln, and it was like he was this great man. And realistically, I thought the Vampire Hunter spiel was a lot better than Lincoln. To fuck about Daniel Day-Lewis and telling me a bunch of shit that's not fucking true. Columbus sailed the ocean blue and discovered America. Then why the fuck don't we live in Columbus as opposed to living in America?
I know, yeah. Amerigo Vespucci was the one credited with naming the continent. So, like you said, why is it not called Columbus? And even then, he never set foot on the continental United States. You know, his whole, again, the other thing too is, it wasn't so much about him exploring as returning with something of value.
Yeah.
So I want to say there were tribes that, you know, they would find gold, didn't really value it too much because it's, I mean, do you value the pebbles you find outside your window? It's just, oh,
but it's,
yeah.
But it's plentiful.
Exactly. Well, when you're not living in a currency-based system, this currency seems to corrupt everything. It's not a big deal. So they show up, they see these people wearing this precious, you know...
These precious metals.
Yeah, they want it, so they took it. And I was reading, of course, not everything you read on the internet is true, but I was reading something that was basically...
Gas, I am shocked and appalled. Everything we read on the internet isn't true? Bullshit, that is fake news, sir.
You're wrong, you're fake news.
Wrong.
But, you know, when he left to go back to Spain the first time, he left somebody he trusted in charge. Before he even got back from Spain, I want to say there was like a bunch of slave revolts. There was a lot of massacres. I mean, like you said, they didn't really send their A team to set this up. So when you have people who are already morally compromised doing something, you know, being told that it's okay to continue being a conqueror, essentially, what do you expect is going to happen other than mayhem and chaos?
They didn't really go with a plan. Our plan is according to plan, just like they say in Team America. So, and then, like, it's like, so they get there, And they just take shit. And then you figure that, you know, you learn from, like, that they would think, okay, this is a horrible thing that we did. Maybe we shouldn't do it again.
Yeah.
Texas is Mexico.
Yes.
People kill me with that. When racism frees, racist Texans go, you Mexicans need to get out of America. There was no purchase of Texas. There was no war. They just set up shop and they planted a flag. They planted the flag and was just like, oh, this is us. Texan flag, get the fuck out of here. And the Mexicans were kind of like, but we live here. No, you don't. Get out. You need papers. Texas is Mexico. Southern California is Mexico. Don't give me that bullshit.
No, I know.
So it's funny that they still don't learn from their mistakes. And my wife brings something up. She brought this up earlier in the week. How then we go to, like, Iraq and plant the flag over some shit in 9/11 when Iraq wasn't the ones who perpetrated the crime.
No, that was... I'm going to get one back from my daddy because he didn't finish it, but I will. And I don't even want to go into that. You know what? As much as I disliked his leadership, and as much as I disliked the things that happened under his administration, he seemed to actually care about the status of the country's well-being. He didn't seem ego-driven or full of himself. But
I think that any president, anyone who's actually ever been president, is kind of full of themselves on some level. You know what I mean? Just the gall and audacity to think that you can actually run this country. That, like, whatever you're gonna do is so much greater and better than someone else. Like, we talked about this. Me and Diddy talked about this, about how I said that Dr. Doom isn't necessarily a bad guy. And he goes, well, he murders people. I'm like, well, they fucking presidents murder people here too. Kings do that shit all the time. T'Challa's a murderer. You know what I mean? Like, he's guilty of thinking he knows better for the world. America is known for thinking they know better than the world. Terrorists, not to put terrorists in the same category as, like, you know, like, smarter Americans. But they think they know better than what is in the world. You got warlords who think they know better than the world. Yeah, I think I'm a peaceful man, and I think I know better than what's good for the world. You know what I mean? So
I have no training in diplomacy, but I can tell you right now, there is never going to be anything short of eradication that the United States can do to stop fighting in the Middle East. You have tribes of people that have been hating and killing each other for thousands of years. They're not going to stop because we say, you know, that's not nice. Because it's their home. That's what they've done. Until they change their mindset, nothing is going to change.
It's essentially like two people arguing in a house, and then someone knocks on the door and goes, you two need to stop arguing. And it's like, who the fuck are you to tell me to stop arguing?
Exactly.
You don't even know what we're arguing about. And like you said, like, this has been, what, hundreds, if not thousands of years? For the lack of a better term, like, war and fighting is a tale older than time. It's probably as old as time itself.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about conflicts that have existed way longer than this country has. We have no right telling anybody what they should or should not be doing when you can poll a significant portion of American citizens and they will tell you that things are not right in this country. You know, it's sad that there has to be a debate on whether or not people should be taken care of when it comes to healthcare. You know, why is it acceptable?
Health in general, sorry to cut you off, but like, you figure, because you hit on something, why should someone's well-being not be a right? And again, like, I'll be the first one to say that, like, yes, I understand that there's a lot of ins and outs that goes into that, but it's why should me caring for someone or being taken care of, why should that not be a right?
Well, and that's the thing, the the whole premise of this country was to promote the general welfare of the country. Well, what promotes the welfare of this country better than healthy people? You know, it's
even something good to look at, to see.
We, you know, I keep saying we. This country prides itself on how advanced it is all over every other country.
This we've got Wakanda. The best.
Exactly. But let's be realistic about it. We, under, you know, for 8 years, there was a ban on stem cell research in this country, which has been proven to be a possible gateway to solving a lot of sports-related injuries with paralysis, possible birth defects or deficiencies that people may have.
Blindness, deaf.
Exactly. The possibilities are so overwhelmingly unknown, but we have a system in place where the people making these decisions are using their personal feelings versus what's best for everyone else. I understand that a large portion of this country is evangelistic and very Christian and pro-life, whatnot, so I can understand their concerns that if we were to have begun stem cell research, that there's shady people in every industry, and to think that somebody's not going to find some very dirty way to acquire stem cells is foolish, because human beings will never cease to surprise you when it comes to, well, how bad can it be?
Or, you got the way the pharmaceutical companies are.
Well, exactly. There's more money in treatment than there is in a cure. So,
shout out to Chris Rock.
Exactly. So why would you, you know, that now you have corporate greed also dictating, hey, let's slow down there. You know, this chemotherapy stuff's making us billions of dollars. You know, why would you want to cure cancer when we can keep making all this money? And I'm not saying that, I will say, I guarantee you there have been politicians who have been paid large sums of money to kill legislature that would have helped save millions of lives.
I also want to point out that you said you didn't know, because there's something people tend to forget when you say, like, politicians. People automatically assume that you have an agenda, and it's like, oh, because you may lean more far right or far left. You actually pointed out, if you said politicians, you didn't say Democrats, you didn't say Republicans,
exactly.
You didn't say libertarians, you said politicians. And it's absolutely true. Because I don't care who you are, you have an agenda. Whether you think it's better for the country, whether you think it's better for the common man, whether you think it's better for your political party, you have an agenda.
Yeah. Well,
it doesn't make it a bad thing.
Self-preservation. Yeah. Everybody has an agenda that will directly affect themselves in some way, shape, or form.
And if you say you don't, you're lying.
Exactly. Look, now, picking one person from the left, Bernie Sanders. Medicare for All fits his personal agenda because he lives here. He wants to know that he's not going to have to mortgage his house if his wife gets cancer and he can't afford her treatments. Granted, he's in a position where he gets Cadillac-level health care anyway.
Essentially, yeah.
But, you know, at least he's thinking about everyone. It's not Medicare for us, it's Medicare for all. And you know, when you look at some of the numbers, it just makes more sense. And people who are against it throw, well, whenever the government's involved, things go terrible. Not really. I mean, I work for a certain organization that is run by the state government, and if it was to get changed to a private company, it will get terrible for the simple fact that people who tend to work for a lot of state agencies, they have a vested interest in doing a good job because their job affects the people that they work with, the people that they're, you know, are in their family. When you have a private company managing things, it's profit. Profit is the number one thing on their mind. They don't care if it's about cutting corners, if it means that they can save 3 cents, Because if they save 3 cents a day, that's how, you know, it just, they look at it as adding up.
Because at the end of the year, they can say, sure, we cut corners. But at the end of the day, at the end of the year, we save X amount of money doing X, Y, Z, and ABC.
Exactly. Now, when it comes to healthcare, they're looking at it. Well, you know, we make this much with chemo. We make this much with gene therapies. Maybe we can cut back here and make more off of the MRIs. Whereas if I personally feel if you had it run by the government, it's going to be, okay, we saved this many lives. We saved this person's arm. And unfortunately, we couldn't save this person's toes, but we have them on the right track to not losing a foot. That's just doing better for everyone. That's focusing on building a better community.
Remind me to talk about community, but you said something that about building. When people hear things like, oh, well, they're raising our taxes. Raising our taxes is fine if you're actually seeing results.
Exactly.
Like, we live in one of the states that have one of the worst streets in the country. We're always top 10 with some of the worst streets, with some of the worst streets in the world, with the potholes and, like, you know. But again, like, we have a bunch of, like, really, we get a lot of salt that deteriorates the
right. I mean, it's a harsh environment for asphalt.
Yeah, but if, let's say they raise the taxes, but every year our roads are smooth, then it's like, okay, we are seeing results in that. It's not going to be an immediate thing. It's things that happen over time. But if you, let's say they raise the taxes and they go, okay, we're going to raise the taxes, but the healthcare is going to be better.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean? It's not something that's going to happen within the first, what, couple of years.
No, there's going to be growing pains. There's going to be mistakes made. But as long as they're learning from the mistakes, make them. Like you said, like, people want to see a return on their investment as soon as possible. Look at the Big Dig. How many millions and millions of dollars did that go over the projected cost? Well, you're talking about roads. That debt didn't just go away once they finished the tunnel. They've been shifting it around from different agencies, and it... that's one excuse that they use is, well, we have to raise the tolls, which I don't think is fair because, you know, it's not like the roads are, I don't feel like people who live in the other part of the state should pay for Boston streets, just like Boston shouldn't, taxes from the city of Boston
shouldn't go to like Worcester.
Exactly. Sorry. When it comes down to it, things have to get paid for. We needed a better system for dealing with traffic and basically also making the city look a little bit prettier because you don't have the big, ugly, you know, overpasses. It has to get paid for. So, yeah, your taxes are going to go up. Your tolls are going to go up with healthcare. If you were to really look at your paycheck and take what you pay in taxes every 2 weeks, every week, whatever, and shift it to the taxes that you paid, your federal taxes that have withheld from your check, you're not noticing a difference. The money's still going in the same place. The only difference is to me, there's a potential that you're going to get better service. You don't have to worry about, oh, this emergency room visit's going to cost me, you know, a third of my rent, or, you know, that I have to come up with.
Yeah.
And I mean, these are decisions that people have to really make. It's sad.
I'm trying not to be too political about this, but then you bring up this current administration trying to take away Obamacare. And talk about how it doesn't work. It hasn't been around long enough for it to actually work. Things like this take time. If President Fuckface and his crew of flunkies came up with something that actually worked and it made sense, I'd support the shit out of it. But it takes time for this. It takes time. Peter North didn't wake up coming. You know what I mean?
Well, here's a perfect example. ever since the Affordable Care Act was passed, Republicans have been saying we should repeal it and replace it. We can come up with a better system. You've had 7 years. 7 years to come up with what you would consider the perfect alternative.
And one of their guys was like, one of the guys they depended on for this vote was like, no.
Yeah, because they were full of it. And it essentially what it was, the broken political system that we have, where it's either you're on one side or the other. The Republicans just got so used to saying no to everything. Now they have to say yes to something, and it's, should we do it? Should we do it? I don't know. Because they just figured, they probably figured that he wasn't going to win, so that they could just spend the next 4 years saying no to Hillary. But even then, you had 7 years.
But what I would get is, like, there are certain things that you figure are just some things that are just human.
Yeah.
You would expect one person in a position of power to want the best for everybody.
Mm.
Like, just anybody. Like, it was funny, Chelsea Handler interviewed Tomi Lahren.
Yeah.
And it was funny, so I'm listening to her talk about, and I don't like Tomi.
Wait, Tammy Laramie?
Who?
Tammy Laramie?
Jeremy Laramie.
Tara Lara. There was this web video where this woman was saying she hates when people get her name wrong. So every single time she said something, it was a different variation of TNL, and it was never her name.
That's kind of funny. So, like, Tomi Lahren was talking about that, and she brought up a lot of good points. And I don't like agreeing with her, but she was talking about the Affordable Health Care Act, and she was saying that, and she said something that struck me as intelligent, where she said, she goes, this is something that should work for everybody.
Right.
And that's exactly what it is. We need a healthcare that works for everybody. And unfortunately, when you build anything, like you're a mechanic.
Hmm.
You understand that sometimes that if you turn a wrench too far to the right, yeah, you're gonna break something.
Oh yeah.
If you don't turn it far enough to the right,
it's gonna get loose, and then something's gonna fall apart even worse.
So it takes a. So sometimes you have to turn it right, turn it left, and sometimes you have to work the kinks out.
You use a torque wrench.
Sometimes you use one wrench, and a wrench doesn't work. You got to use a torque wrench. Sometimes like there are different tools. Sometimes right. You need a wrench. Sometimes you need a screwdriver. Sometimes you need a Phillips head screwdriver. Sometimes you need to break the whole car down from square one and start over again. Sometimes that's the last result. But what's funny about that is like the people who, and I bring it back to Tomi Lahren, who will say that they're against something, and then Chelsea Handler goes, oh, what insurance you're on? Oh, I'm under my parents' insurance. Oh, that's the Affordable Health Care Act that you're completely against.
Well,
and that's the thing. Don't say you're completely against something. Like, it is completely okay to say, I agree with some of this, I just don't agree with all of it. That is
exactly
completely acceptable. People forget that.
When they were passing it, I at first was, I really liked the idea because there was going to be a single payer option where you could get a plan that was fully backed by the government. That's your choice. You could go on government brand X healthcare.
Uh-oh. Something's wrong with him. He must have used brand X.
New Joker brand.
Love that Joker.
Yeah. But when the bill finally got passed, they took it out, which really betrayed a lot of people's trust in the law. And another thing, too, a lot of people refer to the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare like it's a healthcare plan. It's a law that states insurance companies have to abide by a certain level of regulations. They have to treat pre-existing conditions. They allowing the rules to so that a child can be covered up to the age of 26 on their parents' plan, which helps college-age kids because then they don't have to worry about getting a full-time job so that they can have health insurance. I didn't agree with the penalty for not having health insurance because if you choose not to have it, that's your if you don't want to have it, that's fine. Just know when that thousands of dollars, you know, bill comes in the mail because you stubbed your toe in the middle of the night and you broke your big toe and needed an ER visit, that's on you. Let it ride. She's right. There, it should work for everybody. The problem is when you have so many people, so many politicians, everybody wants theirs. Yeah. Everybody wants a little piece of this, a little piece of that. You know, there was a lot of backdoor, you know, and backroom deals where, well, Tennessee senator won't sign on unless this much money is earmarked for his district or this is for that. No, everybody gets the same. It should be that simple. Even though in Massachusetts, per capita, we probably pay way more taxes than Kentucky, everybody gets the same level of healthcare. And it should strive to be the best level, obviously, but...
Which is funny, we've essentially had the Affordable Health Care Act for what, like a decade now, if not more?
No, going on 8 years. I think it went into effect in 2009.
Well, we had Massachusetts.
Yeah, you're right. Massachusetts, or RomneyCare, as they call it, which is even more ludicrous because a Republican governor enacted this healthcare system that Massachusetts uses that is basically used as a model for the Affordable Care Act, and they're still not, like...
Which is funny, which brings up the point that essentially... there is no right and no wrong. Like, you got a Republican who presented this this healthcare system that's been implemented in Boston, and I don't hear a lot of people in Boston complaining about it.
Well, I mean, other than the cost, but once again, and I got sidetracked before, but I was trying to make the point about the Affordable Care Act being a law. There is nothing in the law that says your plan has to go up by 20%. That's purely on the insurance companies. And what that is the insurance companies are going to raise your rates. They're going to start nickel and diming you for everything, so it's more out of pocket for you. Your deductibles are going to go from $100 to $400 for ER visit as a way to make you think like, oh, this law is making me frustrated. So you'll vote for somebody that they want in to get rid of the law. The problem is, much like when... gas prices drive up the cost of food. Food prices never go back down.
No, they don't.
I haven't seen $1.99 gallon of milk in a long time.
We're talking about milk. What about bread? Remember when you used to be able to go to the store and get bread for a dollar?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm not going to lie that we started eating organic bread.
Really?
Yeah.
Is any better?
I like it. I like looking at the back of something and seeing what ingredients, and I don't have to count the syllables. It's well, organic oats, organic honey, oats organic grain. Yeah.
Well, it's funny because there's no bread in the house, there's no rice in the house. You know how I love my rice. There's no oodles of noodles, there's no pasta at all. We stopped using the frozen food section. They have a pasta that's based off of like lentils.
Really?
It's actually really good. Hmm. And it has the same consistency that pasta does. So you get that satisfying, like,
fecal texture.
Texture of having pasta without actually having pasta. And I think a whole frozen bag of it, I think it's only like 160 calories. So, like, it's funny, my lunch actually has more calories than my dinner does. So, like, wow. But you know what? And bringing up that, how much more expensive it is to eat healthy?
Not even that. Well, yeah, that and organic. Oh my God, organic is supposed to be with the least amount of chemicals, fertilizers, all that stuff.
You're doing less work!
Yeah, you just throw the seeds on the ground and hope it rains and then it grows. Like, why am I paying $3.99 sometimes for a loaf of bread? I mean, it tastes great, it's a heartier bread, it's got, you know, oats and oats and oats. But, you know, It just doesn't make sense. You know, I guess if you did break down the cost, if I was to get a head of romaine lettuce, you know, a tomato, some mushrooms, a green pepper, and make a salad, it is cheaper to make your own than it is to buy it. But you want to throw a nice piece of chicken breast on there, you know, on the grill, and throw it on top of the salad. The chicken breast is $3 a pound. You know,
chicken used to be inexpensive.
I know. Well, that's why I buy it in bulk from my butcher.
Support your local butcher, man.
Seriously. I mean, as much as I love Market Basket, the quality of meat at my butcher blows them out of the water. I can get a 40-pound box of leg quarters for like $22, $23.
Really?
40 pounds. Nice and frozen. Take it home. Break it all apart, divvy it up into freezer bags. I load my freezer up.
We're going to have to talk, because we do the perfect portion thing. We get the perfect portions. So that actually helps me with my calorie intake and things like that. So like the chicken breast, things like that, they're like, since they're like that, I don't have to worry about like breaking it down, cutting it and things like that. So it's actually great.
Well, even then though, like, cause boneless chicken breast is expensive because the amount of work that goes into it, and it is a lot of meat. My mom told me the more processed something is, the more expensive it's going to be.
Which makes sense. The more work you're doing, the more expensive something should be.
Right. But like when
why spaghetti, it was 99 cents.
Exactly. Well, because it probably cost them 2 cents to make the big vat of SpaghettiOs.
I can get a pack of... My wife hates that I buy Oodles and Noodles. Everyone hates them. I love them. Say what you will. I love Oodles and Noodles and Spam. Or Oodles and Noodles and like hot dogs. I fucking love it. But my wife goes, she goes, that's not even like pasta. She goes, it's plastic.
Seriously, dude, like, you gotta give that stuff up.
I'll
say this. I would venture that if we put our minds to it and we got some of those lentil noodles from the freezer and some chicken broth and some spices, I guarantee you we could come up with a soup that's much better.
Absolutely.
Captain Sodium.
It's better than my other captain name. Well...
She CRD.
My wife knows my name.
Okay.
Captain Rod. But no, man. But like, it's just funny the things that like
dodge more bullets than Neo.
the movie, not the singer. No, jokey while drinking Ricky. But no, man. It's just it's funny that like it's like, you know, it's like, be healthy. You got $40.
Exactly. Dude, going to Wendy's, a grilled chicken sandwich, just the sandwich, is like $4.50 for the sandwich. No fries, no drinks.
$4.49 as a burger for the exact same thing.
I could get a 4 for $4, get a fried chicken sandwich, not the same amount of meat, 4 nuggets. Actually, you put the chicken sandwich and the nuggets together, it's probably the same amount of meat. Fries and a drink for $4.
You can get 16 nuggets. Is it 5 nuggets or 4 nuggets?
4.
You get 16 nuggets for that, which essentially is more meat than a sandwich.
Yeah. And, I mean, no. I like Wendy's food, but fast food is fast food. It is what it is.
It's crap.
At least Wendy's grilled chicken looks like it's in the shape of an actual chicken breast. It's not just some mashed up stringy meat product.
It's like those cartoon bats where it's like a shape. Boom boom boom. Boom, boom. And it's just like another thing's going stamp stamp stamp.
Exactly.
It's just a giant that is this chicken shape. You know, like it's
chicken
like,
goop.
Because we both like Popeyes, right?
What, Popeye's chicken?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
So my dad, it's funny, my dad told me this
I love Popeye's.
Like 3 years ago, he told me one of the reasons he doesn't eat Popeye's as much is one of the reasons I stopped eating it as much. I think I've had Popeye's. I go to Popeye's like twice a year, maybe three. And my dad goes, how'd you eat that crap? Like, because it's good. He goes, let me ask you a question. He goes, when your mother or anyone else makes fried chicken, what happens when you put it in the refrigerator? I go, what do you mean? He goes, what does it look like the next day? He goes, it's not as crispy, right? I go, no, not really. He goes, how much grease is in that skin that it still stays crispy the next day? I went,
but the difference is, did your mother have a pressure cooker?
No.
See, the way that they, at least my understanding of it, the way they fry chicken in KFC and other places, and that they can do it so fast, is they throw the chicken into a pressure cooker, and that infuses the I mean I'm not
I'm not helping the cause.
So not only did they put a lot of grease, they put a shit ton of grease.
They infused the grease with that.
But it's cooked differently than cooking it on your stove, you know? So it's cooked all at once. Listen, the shit's good. I don't give a fuck. Also, too,
those biscuits could just be biscuits, though.
I'm not a biscuit person.
You're not a biscuit guy.
Nah.
You, oh my God.
Okay, well, what I apologize. I apologize. I love me some Pillsbury Grands.
Okay.
The flaky layers.
What?
Okay. Dude, you ever have those with some butter and some syrup?
Syrup, no.
Fat man city. I ain't get this big by eating healthy. or not knowing how to cook.
I think that most of my weight came from drinking. I think a lot of beer. And it's funny, not realizing, like, I think I started taking my weight a little serious after I got married. Because you know what it is. Your wife's like, I want you to live.
Yeah. I want to actually get to retirement age. Exactly. Yeah.
So my wife started going, I'm like, okay, in my dumb ass, I'll stop drinking beer. I'll drink more wine. Mark, that's all sugar.
Yeah. I'm not going to cut my leg off, just my toes.
So realizing that, like, it's not really much of a difference. You're still putting on a lot of weight. And like, it's funny that, like, and, Diddy was the worst fat man. He's like gravy.
I'm not a fan of gravy.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm not a fan of gravy. I will be that guy at Boston Market KFC. No gravy. I don't like it.
Hey, that's for the old man weight show. But how do you not like gravy?
I like butter.
I like butter. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, exactly.
But you also eat ice cream, too.
I eat ice cream soup.
You also like cake.
I love cake.
Exactly. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
okay, well, I don't understand what the hell this has to do with gravy.
Did you even need ice cream or cake or gravy? The worst fat guy ever. I've had this conversation with him.
Like, How did he get so big?
Booze!
Yeah, it happens.
he's a man who enjoys his beer and his alcohol. He'll be the first person, but he's the worst fat guy ever.
No cake and ice cream?
He doesn't really like cake and ice cream. You know what it is? He's more of a savory.
Does he kick puppies too? What the fuck is that?
He's more of a savory guy, though. He likes,
yeah, fair enough. You know well, I mean? See that now, I love. I love ribs and all barbecue stuff, and I could easily make up a lot of weight on that.
And that's another thing. Well, I was telling people, I was like, when I was skinny and in shape, then I learned how to cook. I learned how to make spaghetti. Yeah. Then I learned how to make jambalaya. Then I learned how to, then like you showed me the gloriousness of a medium rare steak.
Yes.
Medium rare burgers.
Steaks are
delicious.
You know
what I mean? Then I learned how to cook ribs. And so like I learned how to actually cook things. So then that's also a problem. When you learn how to cook, you're like, oh man. So wait, I could actually go to the store,
yep,
and spend $15, spend $30 on a steak, some vegetables, maybe some rice, and depending on where you go, maybe a cheap bottle of wine, or I could spend $30 and maybe get a good steak somewhere else. I think I'll cook it myself.
I mean, I'm not a snob by any means. When it comes to I am a snob.
Everyone's a snob of some of your steaks.
I'm a snob when it comes to steak, and I love Outback Steakhouse. I've always liked their food. I've never had a problem there. I tried something different the last time I went. I got the steak medallions with the garlic butter,
really?
And that's mashed potatoes, weird, and all that. Well, it's filet medallion, so it's good meat. It's, yeah, supposed to be.
But just coming from you, that just seems weird, you getting like medallion as opposed to like...
I like steak tips. That's what it is. It's steak tips.
But no, for you, like I think of like Marv from Sin City. He's like, you cooked me up a nice steak. Cooked it up real nice for my last meal. Like, you know what I mean?
Well,
I feel like you would like hunt cow.
Stop. I can only
cut the horns, wipe his ass, put it on a plate.
I can only get so erect. Actually, venison, very good. If I get a deer this year, I'll hook you up with some deer.
Have you gone hunting before?
No. This will be my first year. This will be my first year going hunting.
We'll save the save that topic for another day. I actually want to talk to you about like your hunting and the gun.
Oh yeah, sure. But because we close up against the clock.
Kinda. All
right. I was just gonna finish my story real quick about Outback. Get the medallions. You know, they bring me the plate. The medallions are skewered. Which, okay, fine, maybe that's how they cook them. But the more I ate them, the more I was like, these are really compacted together. Like, usually when you skewer food to kebab cook them, there's some space, or you put something in between them. I mean, these things came out on, like, miniature tongue depressor, like not even real true skewers, and they were just like, you know, flat, which is my first sign that, okay, this is pre-prepared. This was not like freshly cooked. They weren't medium rare. They were more like just, it was grayish overall, which means they probably sous vide it, which is you put it in a freezer, a vacuum lock bag. You throw it in the hot water and cook it, which is a good, it's a way people cook it. The problem I had was, and I was showing my wife the difference. If she looked at her steak, there was sear all around the top of her steak from where it was obviously on the grill. I had no sear whatsoever on any single one of those medallions.
So you know that it wasn't fresh.
Or if it was fresh, it wasn't. It never touched a grill. And then on top of that, I've been experimenting with, you know, garlic butter when I'm cooking and stuff. So I know a good, nice garlic butter sauce. The garlic butter sauce they poured on top of it that was on my potatoes and stuff, it tasted store-bought. Like, you could tell it was, this is more oil probably than butter.
Which, but again, the sad part about it is with a lot of restaurants like this, they do stuff like that. They put things in a, they put the garlic butter and things like that in a giant, like, tub.
Or, well, even then, it just the way they portion, you know, they control the portion sizes. Because I'll say, I've never gotten a steak that's the same size there. But with as I know that for like their, you know, for all the kids' meals with the chicken tenders and whatnot and the kids' burgers, all that stuff is portion control, you know, pre-portioned, I should say, not portion control. Because the amount of food they give you is more than enough, such as America, Fick ja.
What?
It's German for fuck yeah.
Sweet Christmas.
Listen, so, listen. One day you'll go on 4chan and you'll find a wonderful plethora of information.
What did Deadpool say? He goes, I remember three things, and I know the last. And the last thing he said was, "In 4chan is where the internet goes to make poopy."
Yeah, yeah.
4chan is one of the worst things ever, by the way. Like, it's.
You know what though? By design, it's actually a really smart platform. Nothing lasts. It just the way Snapchat, I guess, things disappear after a certain amount of time. I'm not one of those cool Snapchatters, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
I use it, I still have no idea what I'm doing.
Fair enough. When it comes to 4chan, you know, you'll have a forum that lasts for 2 hours, 3 hours, or at the most, I think they go is a day. And then it's gone forever. So that is why you do see so much, not even just trolling, but you just see some of the worst things ever you could think of said or pictured or memes made. It's not for the faint of heart.
But I feel like even the devil sometimes goes, ugh. Like it's not,
let me
like
just put it this way.
When
they say that they have a gore thread started, it's bad.
Gore thread?
Yeah.
All right, that's the old man Wade show. I like to thank my guest Fletcher for coming here. Jesus Christ.
I love you, honey.
Before you go, you know what you gotta say.
Damn it, Wade.